Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello, good afternoon and welcome to The Chaser Report. We've got Alex and Gabby here, and today we're joined by Mark Humphreys.
Woo!
Hello. Oh, I'm not Mark.
Well, thank you. What a thrill. Yes, it's me. I'm back.
So, Mark, last time you were telling us a fascinating story about your electricity bill and how it was actually applied to a different house down your street.
I can't believe this has actually come back.
And I just, can we get an update? Because I'm on tenterhooks here. What has happened to your electricity bill? Did you get it sorted out?
So just to recap, even though I'm sure that that episode was the most listened to episode of the podcast, I discovered that essentially every house in our block, and there's 16 of us, there's 16 different houses, every house in the block has been paying for some other house's electricity. What? All the meter numbers were swapped. I believe I used the phrase, human centipede of electricity bill. And so that was resolved in inverted commas. They worked out what the correct numbers
were. Oh, right. They did that. I thought that would never happen. Like, I thought that
was... Well, yeah, I mean, they did the easy bit, which was just to basically just confirm what I believed, which was that the numbers were wrong. So they finally sent someone to go, you were right. And then they sent a general email to everyone, which was very vaguely worded. I'm not sure everyone who got the email would understand exactly what the issue had been. I understood because, of course, I'd sent 32 emails back and forth with these people.
Well, you've got consumed, it basically consumed months of your life.
I haven't done anything. I mean, I've been quite absent from 7:30 this year, mainly because I've been dealing with this.
These emails.
And I did have shingles and a few other health issues, but I was mainly caught up. I think this might have given me the shingles, actually, now I think about it. Yeah, so they basically sent an email saying, okay, here are your correct meter numbers. So then I went, okay, I'm now going to go and sign up to my correct meter number, and then I do that, and of course the energy company came back and said, oh, somebody already has this meter number. I was like, I know. But that said, I now need you to kick them off that number because they are not supposed to be on this number.
I would like to pay their bills.
I would like to pay the bill that they have been paying for me, as opposed to someone else's bill that I have been paying and so on and so forth. So anyway, they reluctantly put me onto that number. About 3 weeks later, I thought, you know, it's funny, I haven't received any email or anything confirming my new account. So I went onto the website for the energy company that I won't name, Energy Australia. And,
nice.
And of course, I go on there, and there's no record of the account. So at this point, I think I've done all I can.
Yes.
Yeah, there's so many times you can try and right the wrong, and if it just keeps going wrong, you just keep doing it.
So
it's fine.
You now basically have, because you've got electricity, you're on the call now.
It looks kind of dark over there, though.
It is a little dark in here. Yeah. No, I'm basically riding a bicycle at the moment to power this conversation. But other than that,
you now, because you originally wanted to resolve this whole thing because you were worried that it could cut out at any moment.
Yes, yeah. So I'm still going, and I've hooked up 5 life support machines here, just to really push it.
Wait, does this mean this is completely free for you now? Like you're not paying for any electricity anymore?
Yeah.
So I sent Charles a message a few weeks ago with that update. Since then,
it's surprisingly we didn't book you on the podcast immediately.
You did ask. Anyway, since then, I have gone back onto the Energy Australia website just to pay a gas bill. And in the process, I discovered that they have now set up that account, but the bill has been sent to another neighbor. I'm waiting for that neighbor to knock on my door with their bill, assuming they can work out.
But they won't know, because no one goes, oh, wait a minute, 5432873. That's not mine. That's Mark's.
No, and no one sees the name Mark Humphreys on a bill and goes, I know who that is.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. News you can't trust.
When we last talked, there was word of turning it into a sort of Netflix dramatisation.
Yeah, called Electricity Bill. I'm firm on this
title. That was your bill.
Has that progressed at all? Are you?
I've moved on to something else, Charles. Okay. Yeah. I realised my real strength is in taking beloved British formats and then running them into the ground. And so what I would like to do instead is there is a show from the UK called Surprise Surprise. And it ran for, I think, about 20 years and from the 80s through to the early 2000s in its original incarnation, hosted by the singer Cilla Black.
Oh, wow.
And the basic premise of it is that it's a live sort of variety show where they would have a live studio audience and various people would be plucked out of the audience to receive some incredible surprise of a dream of theirs that, you know, a friend or family member had written in to say, you know, my brother has always wanted to, you know, be a backup singer for, you know, someone or other, or has always wanted to march with some marching band. Or
but so then it's, some it's of like them make are, a wish but without dying of cancer.
Yeah, basically. And it's very heartwarming, uplifting television. It's sort of...
Is there a cap on the amount that you're allowed to ask for in terms of how much a surprise costs?
I don't think there is, because some of these are pretty elaborate. So I posted one on my Twitter feed recently at Mark Humphreys. I'm sure you're already following if you're listening to this.
Oh, no, I saw it. I was crying like a baby by the end. That was amazing.
It is extraordinary. So that one was basically two elderly people who had been matched up on Cilla's other show at the time, Blind Date. So they'd matched up these
Cilla's
two.
Doing well, isn't
that's,
she?
That's she's doing very well. Yeah, we've got to start matching people up on our show.
Yes.
Yeah. No, she was the original Osher Ginsburg. But anyway, so she, these two elderly people were paired up, sent on a blind date to Bordeaux, and then basically fell in love. And then they were brought on to Surprise Surprise as a kind of... they were just sitting in the audience thinking they were going to catch up with Cilla after the show. She actually instead brings them down and tells them that she has a surprise for them, and it's someone from New Zealand. Air New Zealand has given them tickets to go to New Zealand, where they've both got sons who are 57, both live in New Zealand, and they're going to fly them over. Then the additional, I don't, maybe I shouldn't even say more than that. I just think, I really
No, tell the story. It's amazing. Yeah.
All right. So basically, there's a surprise. You've both got sons who are living in New Zealand. You haven't seen them for ages. You're going over there. Now, the woman's daughters are also on the couch with them as well. And one of those daughters was about to get married that weekend. And then Cilla says there's an additional surprise. You obviously haven't seen your brother in 36 years, this man who's now 57, living in New Zealand. Wouldn't it be wonderful if he could be there for the wedding photo on Saturday? Well, surprise, surprise, he's here, and also he's brought with him the old man's 57-year-old son as well. And so it's just this phenomenal reunion of two families who haven't seen each other.
And they go and they hug, but then they're just chatting. Like, they sort of forget that there's cameras there. They're just so amazed, and it's just so beautiful.
What I cut out of the clip, which, because I always feel it slightly undercuts the moment, is that after these massive reunions, because I think it's quite awkward to watch people then have those initial conversations, the solution they had on the show was that Cilla would then leave the stage and break into song.
What?
So it's always slightly jarring.
Wait, it's a song about meeting in New Zealand?
Tell me it? She sings like Keep Smiling.
It is a bit like Keep Smiling. It's a song called, well, sorry, it's a song about surprises.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah. So she goes off and goes, life is full of surprises. It's surprising how dreams come true. Yeah. Life is full. And goes on like this.
I'm glad you did.
So I love it.
So you're going to bring it out to Australia, are you?
I'm going to bring it out to Australia. I'm going to sing this song.
And are you going to sing the song? Are you going to do it as a...
I think that you have to be slavishly devoted to the original format.
Yeah.
So down to the red wig, I think I'll even wear Cilla's hair.
And have you had any bites? Like, is anyone wanting to do
it? Well... I haven't. This is my initial pitch. I'm sort of just.
Oh, okay, right.
I put the tweet out just to kind of see if there was any interest, because I discussed it with actor Clark Richards, about whether there'd be any interest in this, and I sort of wondered if people would respond. But it's had, I think, almost 50,000 views now. You know, it's no Mark Humphrey's, you know, 7:30 video, but it's doing pretty well. And so I feel like there might be a market for something a little bit more uplifting and a little less, you know, married at first sight.
I want you to do this so bad, yes. Mark. I want you to sing the songs. I'll happily play piano for you. And can we wear little matching outfits?
There is a live band. Yeah, there's a live band who you never see, but there
is there a risk? Because if the ABC picked it up, they wouldn't have any budget, so it'd be like
surprise. There's no surprise.
Now we know you wanted some toast, but we couldn't afford it to get a toaster. So here's just some bread, and it's a bit soggy and stale.
I know you've always wanted to sing backup for Rod Stewart, but have you met Annabelle Crabb?
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. Less news, less often.
Now, the funny thing is that there was a show in Australia in 2000 called Surprise Surprise, but it was a practical joke show. I think they took the title and then kind of ruined it. And sort of, so I think I can't recall exactly, but it does seem to be. So maybe the practical jokes were, now you haven't seen your son in 36 years, and you're not going to. Here's Annabelle Crabb.
it would be you haven't seen your son in 36 years, and guess what? He's dead.
We found out he's detained in an offshore prison, unlikely to ever come home.
Well, according to the Wikipedia entry, a celebrity version was produced in 2007 called Surprise, Surprise, Gotcha!
Do you reckon they're all owned by this? Like, is it an actual franchise, or is just the name not copyrighted? Does Cilla just not think about that part?
Very good question. I'm trying to... There's sadly not enough information about the Australian version of Surprise, Surprise on Wikipedia, which is why you must donate to Wikipedia in their current charity drive. I just gave $21. I've done my bit. Have you done yours?
So I know somebody, and we probably shouldn't broadcast this, but...
Go off. Not.
I know somebody who works at the Wikimedia Foundation, which...
Wikimedia.
And you know what their main problem is they've got too much money. It's true.
That's not what their emails say.
I know.
Their emails were quite stern with me.
Yeah.
The last email was quite disappointed, actually. And that's what tipped me over the edge, because I think I've received dozens of emails since.
Once you donate to it, you then become, like, you're a mark.
You're a patsy.
Yeah.
Well, because Jimmy at wikipedia.org sent me an email titled, our final email. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
They don't have the money to send another
email. The future of free knowledge is at stake. In 2018, you were among the extremely rare readers in Australia who made a donation to invest in a future where everyone can access fact-based and unbiased free knowledge.
On Wikipedia? You know,
you're laying it on pretty thick.
But I don't know. I actually understand why it costs anything. Because it's like...
You can't actually use it for anything. Like, what's the point? Because you can't even cite it in a university paper or anything. Yeah. It's not a reliable source.
And also, they got other people to do all their work for free. Like, it's just literally, they're just going to pay to get the computer on. It'd be like 20 cents a day. Mm.
I think it costs a lot to write those emails.
Oh, yes. Yes. It's the Jimmy Wales, just the fat checks that they've got to cut him each month.
It's actually paying their salary.
Can I just say, talking of charity cases, Mark, are you looking forward to the War on 2022, which starts next week, starring such luminary satirical all-stars as Jenna Owen, Victoria Zerps, James Schlevel, and you and me?
Oh, my God.
Yes. I am. War on 2021 tour, I think, is what you were trying to say.
Oh, what did I say?
War on 22.
He's stuck in the past.
Yes, I'm delighted. I'm particularly excited about performing in Newcastle, and it has nothing to do with the underwhelming ticket sales in that venue.
Well, no. Can I clarify though, Mark? Which is that when we booked that venue, it was like under COVID, it was like 300 seater because it all was the COVID capacity.
Yeah, right.
And it's the City Hall, and they've since opened it up. It's now 1,000 seats we've got to sell. So we've sold 500, but it's still going to look completely empty.
How many people are there in Newcastle?
I think there's only about 900.
I think
they're all fuckwits as well. They're not going to want to see the highbrow humour of the War on 2021.
I think you're going to have to have a gimmick to sell those 500 tickets. Just like, you know what you should do? At the front of the stage, you should just have like a, what's it called? Like a buffet.
Yes.
Like, you should just offer to feed everyone for the night.
A buffet of Lucy's. Of just
what?
Like loose cigarettes. That's my memory of Newcastle was always just you go up there.
What, pre-Federation?
Get stabbed and then at the end of the night buy a Lucy from the convenience store.
Well, that's your excuse. Half your audience got stabbed and they couldn't show up.
buy a what, Charles?
A Lucy. Well,
back in the day, if you couldn't afford to buy a whole packet of cigarettes, which no one could, right? They were like,
now when they're so affordable.
They were like $4 a packet or something.
Oh, God.
That you would buy for 20 cents, you could buy a single cigarette. I mean, it was illegal to sell them, but all the milk bars would sell Lucy's.
Oh, yeah.
What?
You're a Generation X person, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there was like, no, but even where I grew up, on the main street, there were at least three or four milk bars, and they all sold Lucy's.
The bar sold them, or the guy who stood there and hit the jukebox?
What? No, the milk, but not a a milk bar, like a hamburger joint, like before McDonald's existed. Why is everyone laughing at me? Mark, you must remember.
I'm laughing at the Grease reference from the Happy Days reference from Alexa, but I think, look, as you say, if we need a gimmick, I mean, I think if we promised that someone in the audience would get to meet Annabelle Crabb, I think that would be a real move for the show. Other than that, I think next year's posters should say, you know, get tickets to the sold out show and then asterisk sold out under COVID conditions. I think it should be.
That'll do it.
But we're going everywhere, including Melbourne. The Melbourne show has just opened up, and actually we've basically already almost completely sold out of that. So if you want to go to the Melbourne show, look up War on 2021 on Google.
Yeah.
And
I'm slightly alarmed that three of the seats for the Melbourne show were assigned to it just says Noose. I don't know what that's about, but I think that's a bit weird that's going to be in the audience.
Look,
he's had a rough week. He still feels special, treated to a show.
It's our final show.
Jesus Christ.
And then also, actually, we've still got some tickets for sale in Canberra. We've got a really big venue there as well.
Oh, right.
Yeah, all 25 seats.
Canberra Theatre Centre.
And also, I should say, if you are in Perth, Hobart, Brisbane, Adelaide, please stop writing to us about shows. We can't come to you.
Yes.
There's been a pandemic. Stop writing to us.
Yes.
We would come if we could. Somebody, I don't actually remember who it was, but there's another Australian comedian, and they announced, like, you know, a Melbourne, Canberra, Newcastle sort of tour as well. Don't know who that is. Maybe they're coming for your butts. But other than that, somebody in the comments was like, please come to Perth. And I think they wrote back something like, when they will let me in, I will do a show. Yeah. People just forget we're not allowed.
Especially because we're all anti-vaxxers.
One of the side effects of the vaccine is amnesia. You just completely forget that there was a pandemic in the first place that you needed a vaccine for.
But I think people in Perth probably don't know there's a pandemic on.
They are 3 hours behind. I don't know. Maybe the pandemic hasn't reached Perth yet. I don't know. So please stop writing to us. So other than that, very excited about this tour because I don't know what's going to be in it. We're going to go to rehearsals on Monday and find out.
So chaser.com.au/live if you want to get tickets to the show. And Gabby, you've got a show as well.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, pity plug. I love it. I have a show as well. I'm going... I guess I'll talk about it. It makes no fucking sense. Yeah, we're interviewing Mark.
He set you up for it, Gabby.
Yeah, I know.
Run with it.
I have a show coming up in December in Sydney from the 16th to the 18th. I'm debuting my comedy show, musical comedy. You know, everyone's favourite completely non-polarising form of comedy.
And is that the show that you're then taking to the Adelaide Fringe?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
It's called I Hope My Keyboard Doesn't Break, and I actually genuinely hope it doesn't because it has been not doing well these last couple of gigs. It's like it collected dust over the last 4 months.
And the whole show...
And now it just wants to buzz the whole time.
Is you on your keyboard.
Yeah. So
it would be a bit of a disaster.
If it broke, yeah. Yes. I feel like I've Macbethed myself with the title of the show, unfortunately. But yeah, so I'm taking it to Sydney, Adelaide and Melbourne.
Well, hopefully Mark can get his show up in time to support... Surprise you with a new keyboard.
Or Annabelle Crabb.
Or Annabelle
Crabb. That's an interesting thought, if it's actually just a sort of rorted scheme to just get things for my friends. maybe just get one of the political parties to put the show up, and it's just like
we've got you a car
of the Liberal Party just getting exactly just
or if you were like a terrible friend, you could just use it as an opportunity to give your friends back stuff that you borrowed from years ago. It's the scarf I took from your housewarming 4 years ago.
Bet you didn't think you were ever going to get that back. Surprise.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Chaser Report, now with extra whispers.
Okay, Mark. Well, lovely to have you on. And look,
it is, isn't it?
I think. Let me know. We'll have you back in a few weeks when you found out more about your electricity bill.
Charles, you are saying this outro with the fucking velocity of a bad job interview.
Okay.
And we'll let you know. You have a good rest
of
your week.
We've got all your details.
Yeah. That was a really great go.
I'm assuming we're cutting all this and the outro will be
depends
way
who you get
earlier.
To edit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can already hear Scylla walking off the stage and breaking into song just so she doesn't have to hear the awkward conversation.
Surprises!
All right, Gabby, I'm commissioning you to write a new theme song for Surprise Surprise.
Fuck yeah! I'll just put like a gunshot in the middle of it. It's a real surprise.
So that was Mark Humphreys. You can catch his stuff on his Twitter feed, which is at Mark Humphreys, and he does one two-minute sketch every 2 weeks. So he's a prolific.
I mean, I've been very ill. It's probably about 1 a month this year. But next year, my gosh, once a fortnight, I'm going to be really ramping it up.